You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, for something involving both public and private sectors, business and governments are coming together to build South Africa. Just take a listen to how this is happening.
My name's Craig Miller. I'm the CEO of Anglo American Platinum, and I'm here supporting the pledge with the presidency and Business for South Africa. I am absolutely committed and excited about what the pledge represents for as is business in partnership with government and broader South African society. I'm really excited about the opportunity that the pledge creates. Not only does it create economic growth, but jobs and sustainable jobs, which is fundamentally important for us as South Africans, but importantly for me as a company and the company that I represent. So very entrenched in South Africa in the mining industry. And so that's really where the benefit comes in terms of for us as a company, as Anglo American Platinum, and therefore what we're able to contribute to South Africa. Some of the benefits that we've started to see from an energy supply perspective, working collaboratively as one in terms of addressing the crisis that we faced. And I think that's really, really important.
To learn more about this impactful commitment to South Africa's future, visit business4sa.org. That's business4sa, as in the word for, .org. We got some really good news today out of the Department of Trade, Industry and International Cooperation. Well, potentially good news. There are some revisions or amendments that could be coming through to the Consumer Protection Act by way of adjustments for telemarketers. We can finally put this to bed. We can finally get rid of spam calls. I'm joined on the line by the Deputy Commissioner at the National Consumer Commission, Tezi Mabuza, to take a look at this and try and make sense of these developments and what we can from there. Good evening, Member Buza. Thanks so much for taking the time. Can we start by understanding the amended regulations that have been put forward? What are the amendments that have been proposed?
For the opportunity, the amendments, as we're saying, really they are the amendments. They want to put in place the mechanisms on which now consumers can opt out. Now, what happens is that we have the regulation, we have the section in the Consumer Protection Act that allows any other consumer to preempt that they will be called by a marketer to market to them. But then the section by itself does actually lend itself to some regulations. But before those regulations could be amended, could be implemented, the minister then is empowered now to put in place the mechanisms for which this registry that allows you to opt out then can be then put into force. The Act is that now, as the National Consumer Commission, we can either recognize an existing registry or we can develop our own. In this case, the NCC decided to develop its own as the regulator so that it can deal with the complaints that consumers are complaining about. But what it does as well is that it puts an obligation on the direct marketer that before they run any other campaign, they have to consult the registry and determine that the people that they have that have opted in on their side have not opted out. They still interested in them contacting them, then that would mean that before they just call you with a register, check, no, Tezi Mabuza said this number belongs to Tezi, she doesn't want to be contacted, then they cannot contact her. So that is that amendment.
That's quite an interesting point there as well. I think you've just touched on about the fact that now the onus is no longer on consumers. It's on the marketing side of it to verify that they are allowed to then come and market to us. From a consumer point of view, what does that then mean for what our kind of protections are in terms of if I'm on this registry, Jimmy is on the registry, Tezzy's on the registry, but we still get phoned or called by these telemarketers in an intrusive manner. What do we then have as our protections, and what do the companies themselves stand to be liable for?
Yes, it won't be then an infringement of the Consumer Protection Act, but it's an infringement on my privacy. because I do not want to be called for direct marketing. Now, in this case, what we like about this regulation is that there is no gray area. It's actually you called, and the person is in the registry, you should not have called. So what you would be doing now, the mechanism of the registry is that you will tell us, TESI will send us a complaint that says, I've been called by this number. And voila, there it is. You will also say, I've been called by this number. And then the nice thing about the registry is that we'll be now looking at this number, working with other regulators and other service providers to say it belongs to you. And then in terms of our analysis, it called, let's say, 1,000 people. Then based on that, then we will be then looking at the provisions of the Act that now looks at an administrative fine in this case to say that you violated the CPA, and then let us look at your 1 million of your annual and over, because here there's no gray or white. You know there's no gray, it's either it's black or it's white. Mm. So that is how easy it should be. So in this case, there is no need for you now to say, I am opting out. Because for us, you opt out once. In the registry, you will be opting out once. And then from there, and after a month, no one will be able to call you. If they call you, it will be the violation of the CPA.
Mm. Member Buza, I want to look at the call centers. The call centers where these calls originate from. More often than not, Jimmy runs a business. He's got a call center agency. He hires a bunch of call center agents to make these particular calls. Now that this is going to be changing, do I, as the call center owner, have an obligation to, number one, educate my staff on what they can and can't do? And number two, is it my responsibility as the owner of the call center to then make sure that this information is given to them so that they themselves also know what they can and can't do?
That is a very good question, Jim, because what is interesting is when you run a business, you know what laws you should not be violating. Mm. The first one is around the issue of your POPIA. You have people's information that you should be guarding. So the people, even as the Consumer Protection Act, in terms of as a commission, we also have to do that. So that's the first area, is that that information is sacrosanct. You have to only use it for that purpose, that's the first thing. But then the obligation is on you. You have to be teaching your staff how to use that information, and because business is to market. Before you even run a campaign, the one thing that you should be doing would be asking every marketer, that's what the registry will be doing, every marketer will have a responsible person that would then say, we are running this campaign, before we even start calling now, let us now cleanse our list. Let us check that from the 1 million people that we have, no one of them have opted out. It's their obligation. Because now, remember, even the young that calls you from the contact center, he will be like saying, I'm calling you because I received your number from this details. You know, they will be giving you some background story. So that background story would be, I'm calling you because you have allowed us, you have given us permission to call you.
Mm.
So that is that obligation of every marketer. And the person responsible makes that list is clean.
When we say every marketer, does that now mean regardless of the service and what you are marketing? So whether I'm marketing a new cell phone contract, or whether I'm marketing a debt review program, or whether I'm marketing an international service or whatever, every marketing service that operates in South Africa would be subject to these new amendments?
Precisely. Marketing, it doesn't matter whether you are marketing a vehicle or an insurance. In this case, what we are talking about marketing as a service, not the commodity. Because sometimes you would know that there will be other services that will fall under the financial services regulator as well. So that will be in their purview in terms of the product. But then when you offer to sell and say, TESI, I am calling you because I think you are interested in this. That is that service that we will be regulating to ensure that every person that you are calling should be the person that has allowed you to call them.
There is no grey area here. It is very black and white, and the legislation will go through to protect consumers. You have to love it, because this is the hard work that goes into the work that the NCC and the DTIC do. Thank you so much, Deputy Commissioner. We'll leave it at that. That's Deputy Commissioner of the National Consumer Commission, Tezi Mabuza, joining me to take a look at the latest amendments to the Consumer Protection Act aimed at protecting consumers from intrusive marketing calls.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.